Good day, everyone. Welcome to SSR2 Plenary Call Number 83 on the 18th of September 2019 at 1400 UTC. And attending the call today are Jabera, Russ, Lauren, Norm, and Boban. Attending from ICANN.org is Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. We have apologies from Danko, Eric, Heather, and Jennifer. And today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Okay, so the first topic is the consultant that regarding policy research that we wanted to hire. We had written a brief description of what we wanted in the letter we sent to the board. In the reply from that letter, they said they would be glad to support us with filling this position. We really want that to happen by this time next month in order to have that person input into what gets presented in Montreal. So to that end, the leadership has put together a description. I think the agenda included a link to a Google Doc. And we just wanted to make sure that everyone had a chance to see that and an opportunity to comment whether we got it right. So that's the first thing on the agenda. I had not seen any email about this, which when it was sent out. So if anyone has any comments, would you please share them? Okay. So Nagar, if you guys would proceed with this, then I think that means that the review team's comfortable with this description.
Okay, Russ, thank you. We'll move it forward.
Okay, so the next thing is an update on the meeting in DC. Last week, we picked the dates for the meeting, and we picked DC because we were able to get one more person to attend. So those dates are the 16th and 17th of January. The intent is this is when we will hopefully be finishing the report for public comment. Dealing with public comment. I believe we asked ICANN whether we could meet in their office in downtown DC. Have we gotten an answer to that?
Hi, Russ. Not yet. We don't have a confirmation at this point in time, but we will let you know as soon as we hear about office availability.
Okay. So if an office is not available, we'll just find some other location in the DC area? Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay. So When should people then start hearing from travel? Obviously, the hotels depend on where, but...
Correct. We need the meetings team to confirm location of the meeting first. And once that happens, the request will be finalized with the travel constituency travel team, who will then start reaching out to the individuals to ensure flight booking will happen, and they'll arrange for hotel booking on behalf of the review team.
Okay, does anyone have any questions or concerns about the meeting in January? Okay. What we are thinking about for the meeting in Montreal is that basically, we're going to have our recommendations all sorted by then. you will see in the email that the ones that were marked missing in the Google Doc have been filled in. I sent out a note asking for people to comment on that. Obviously, that was very recent, and like an hour and a half ago. So I'm sure some people haven't been able to do that yet. So after this call, I will ask for people to send email with any comments they have on that. So our hope is to have our consultant on board so we can deal with the policy related pieces to that and present during our engagement sessions in Montreal where what our recommendations are going to be, get hall to face-to-face comment, hallway discussion comment, and then update the document based on that. So we will need time together to put together that presentation before the sessions and then the engagement sessions during the meeting. Anybody comments or suggested improvements to that plan?
So, hi everybody. This is Lauren speaking. I've heard all this before. I feel this is good. I think we have to kind of, for the next calls that are coming, probably go through the recommendations again, make sure everything is fine, have people do real passes, going through, making comments, checking in so that the rest of the team and also Heather can have a look at them and see, you know, if they work, if there are issues with them, if we need to change stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that's all I have to say.
Totally agree. Okay, so that brings us to the any other business section. I was hoping some people might have had a chance to take a look at the missing text. In addition, I think two significant emails came out since we had the call last week. The first one came out from Casey, and she pointed to a document regarding that ICANN published the registry operator audit for addressing DNS security threats. So I think that's something that we should take a look at and see whether we want to either augment our findings or augment a recommendation based on what we learned there. Is there somebody who is willing to do that in time for the call next week?
It's Casey. I read the document and I feel like I cannot do that. I don't really understand what the document found. It's at a sufficiently high level that it's unclear to me what the implications are for the things that we say in our report. So I don't know if that's the kind of thing our policy consultant would be able to help with, or we just have to send a set of questions to ICANN, or maybe somebody else with more insight into what actually happens during that audit could help. Is there anybody on the team that would have been in participating in that audit? Like, was a registry operator? And could give us some firsthand knowledge?
I don't know, Boban, Norm, either of you guys know?
Otherwise I could ask.
This is Norm, sorry, I'm driving right now, so it's difficult to talk. No, I was not involved in that, and I haven't even read it yet, so it's hard to comment. What I suggest is that, that's pretty recent. If we, rather than ask someone to take that on now, give people a chance to read it first, and then someone to comment on it.
Okay, I will do that. I'll send a follow-up email then to Casey's note. Okay, and the second thing that came out was forwarded to us by Danko, and that is the implementation plan for the recommendations that came from the CCT review team, that is the ones that the board approved. So likewise, I think I will handle that one the same way Norm did. But we already point to some of the CTT things in our report, so I think it makes sense to take a look at the implementation plan at this point so that we can either encourage specific things or say more ought to be done. Does that make sense?
I think it also bears going back to the CCT chairs that I guess we talked to in some previous meeting and asked them, are they now happier with the way that the recommendations have been handled, given how much time has passed?
I'll be glad to do that. Sure. Okay. And that brings us to did anyone have a chance to look at the now filled in, previously marked as missing recommendations in the Google Doc?
Can someone put a link to the Google Doc that we're supposed to look at? Someone. Because I've lost track.
I totally understand. This is the one with the big red letters at the front. Does that help you?
I can remember a URL that said big red letters at the front.
Jennifer's not on the call. She's normally the one who does that.
Well, Brenda says something. Here.
Okay, thanks.
Brenda says something with big red letters. Okay. And then which one was added?
If you look down, you'll see that there were several that had previously said missing, and they are now filled in. They were essentially the ones that Eric had the pen for.
Okay, that doesn't help because missing is no longer there, so I don't know which one, but I'll go.
I think missing is crossed out, isn't it? Sorry, it depends.
No, there's no word missing in the document.
Okay. Then it will be the ones where Eric is the text adder.
All right, I'll go look.
Hi, everyone. This is Negar. Eric sent an email last week on 11th September with the list of recommendation numbers that that he had updated. The list of the recommendations are in the subject line of the email. So you can just search by those numbers, Casey, to find them.
3, 24, 25, and 26.
Correct.
I will go look. Okay.
All right. So rather than sit here while people read it, why don't I follow up that email as well and say, please send comments to the list on those recommendations by the call next week.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. So that brings us to the end of the agenda, I believe. Is there anything anyone would like to raise? Okay, then I think we're done. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you all.
All right. Have a good week. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.